The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 24th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, we've got another product to add to the Apple battery replacement bandwagon, this time for the 13-inch MacBook Pro. This actually might be better known as the MacBook Pro ESC, you know, because the function keys are actually there, yeah. Well, if you've been noticing really crappy performance, and I'm sure a lot of you have on your MacBook Pro 13-inch, Apple's got a replacement for you. The reason for the program? Well, Apple didn't clearly say. All they're saying is the built-in battery is being expanded, and so you might need it changed. Now, of course, your MacBook may or may not be eligible. You're going to have to check the serial number for that, which you can easily do over the Apple website. If you do find out and said, oh, yep, I do got one of those crappy MacBook Pros, you'll then have to make an appointment with your nearest Apple store. Well, after almost a year, we finally find out that Samsung wasn't lying to us. You know, Samsung Pay, and it was supposed to work with your PayPal wallet. Remember that way back in June of last year? Yeah, I've kind of forgot about it too. Yep, turns out they're telling the truth. As of today, PayPal started enabling support through Samsung's Tap to Pay feature. That's going to let you draw from your wallet's fund instead of, say, your credit or debit card. And those wondering, well, where can I use it? Well, supposedly it's supposed to work wherever Samsung Pay does. So if you've been dying to try it out for the past year, well, now you can. Amazon's everywhere these days, aren't they? They're in our homes. We're having crap delivered every single day, it seems like, especially for Prime members. Now they're going to be in our living rooms on our television sets. Well, maybe. An industry source, which is wanting to remain anonymous, is claiming that Amazon is interested in getting into TV home shopping. What? Seems a step back, doesn't it? We can do that online and go shop. Okay, anyways, let's continue. Apparently, this all has to do with an acquisition, again, this is still rumors, between Amazon and Evine Live, which, by the way, they operate a pay TV home shopping channel. We're even hearing to the tune of about $53 million. Yeah, quite a bit of money, but I'm sure that's chump change to Amazon. So it may not be before long we'll see Jeff on the big screen going, "You gotta act now, supplies are limited, these are going fast." And finally, we're going to stay with Amazon News because they had the most news from yesterday. This one, though, can't be avoided. Yeah, that future of the Jetsons, well, we may just be there. Instead of our robot being called Rosie, it's probably going to be called Alexa. Yes, it seems Amazon is developing a domestic robot. All hearsay, no official announcement. But according to Bloomberg, where these sources are coming from, say the robots are being designed as a sort of mobile Alexa, meaning you would be able to interact with it, possibly say, "Hey, Alexa, go grab me a beer out of the fridge." Or, "Alexa, fetch me my slippers." Other than that, we don't know much more. In fact, this whole idea may fizzle out completely and never see the light of day. Then again, I'm not putting anything past Amazon. Who would have thought 3 years ago we'd be controlling our entire home with Alexa? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com. That is our official website powered by uk2.net. That's where you can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Check out our blog and review section over there, too. Also, find us on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Find me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But one thing you need to find, and that's our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you on Thursday this week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next, 48 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Tuesday. I know, finally, we got to start getting into work today. Yesterday was kind of a lazy day, yeah. Hope you have a good one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.